On episode 285 of the Tennis Files podcast, you learn the 8 key fitness principles for a strong and healthy 2023.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome to the Tennis Files Podcast, bringing you advice from the top minds in tennis to help you improve your game. And now, here's your host, Mehrban Iranshad.
Hey there, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. I'm really excited to talk to you today about the 8 key fitness principles to give you a strong and healthy 2023. And I've written down these 8 key principles for us to go through so that I can help you with your fitness goals for this year, and I hope that you find them valuable and take some notes. So the first one, and let's just launch right into it, is consistency. So how much time do you have per week? That's something you need to ask yourself. And then once you figure that out, I want you to lean on the side of less is more. So some people at the beginning of the year, what they'll do is they'll create these, you know, 1 hour, 1.5 hour sessions, like 5 days a week, and that's their plan. And it's pretty hard to keep up with that, especially if you have not worked out consistently before or have taken a while off or whatnot. So then you fall off the bandwagon once or twice, and then you feel bad about it. And you also think, wow, this is a long workout and I don't really feel like doing this. So it's much better to even schedule, you know, like 3 20-minute workouts, 3 30-minute workouts, et cetera, you know, per week. And then you can establish consistency. And then once you establish that consistency, then you can keep going and, you know, maybe increase your workouts by a bit and then keep consistent with that. And that's a much better way to ease yourself into it. And really establishing the habit is the most important part of it. And then number two is evaluate your strengths and weaknesses, because you do want to build your workouts keeping these in mind. You know, if you have a weak area, maybe your ankle mobility is particularly weak, or you have a weak glutes, which is actually one of my issues right now, then you want to build more exercises around that. And conversely, you know, if you're stronger in a particular area, you probably don't need to focus on that so much. So that's a key principle that I've learned from talking with a lot of fitness experts. Key number three is every exercise should have a purpose. And I remember talking with my friend Dean Hollingworth, and you know, he went on a huge rant about seeing these crazy workouts on social media, and then, you know, a lot of people will just like copy a workout that they see just because they think it's cool. The problem with that is people, you know, do these routines and they have no idea what that routine is going to do. They just maybe look at the athlete who's doing it, and then that person seems to be fit, so they'll think, oh, you know, why shouldn't I do this too? This looks cool. And, you know, sometimes that can be dangerous, especially like when they're doing crazy box jumps or something like that. But it's also very inefficient, because as we talked to about in point number two, evaluating your strengths and weaknesses, that's definitely something that plays into this. And then you have to ask yourself, for each exercise that is in your routine, you want to ask yourself, what is this exercise doing to help me become a better tennis player, a better athlete? So I think that's really key for you when you construct your workout or when you revise it and such. Number four is that you really do want to focus on the dynamic warm-up. It will help you prevent injuries and enhance performance. Since I've been doing this before playing, I've noticed that my body has just been much more ready to go. I used to not do this, and then it would always take me like a set to warm up, which really was annoying. And right now I'm, you know, especially doing it because I've had some issues with my calf and whatnot. So I'm making sure to do that, and it's made a huge difference in my health. So some examples of dynamic warm-up exercises are like jumping jacks, walking lunges, leg swings, you know, maybe some one-legged hops, things like that. So there's plenty of material surrounding that. that I've discussed at length in my podcast and summit episodes. So definitely want to make sure you do the dynamic warm-up. Number five is you want to find a good PT for rehab. Now, quick story about my calf injury that I sustained. I had strained my calf about three times within a month period, which was really annoying. And so I went to my family PT, really nice guy, but after doing a bunch of scans and getting an MRI, you know, I go back to him and then he says that he doesn't know what's wrong. And he says, you know, maybe let's try like a back rehab routine or, you know, PT sessions on this. It takes like 6 weeks. And then what I did was I thought, you know, this doesn't feel right. So I talked to a good buddy of mine, Sam, and he has sustained, you know, injuries and he knows a really good PT who deals specifically with athletes, including many tennis players. So I went to this individual and he's been doing a great job with me so far and gave me these. Well, I mean, first of all, he asked me some questions. He looked at the areas with pain and then he properly diagnosed me with what the problem was, which was weak glutes and needing to do some exercises for my calf and of course my glutes. And so, yeah, then he's been giving me these rehab exercises and did some dry needling and stim and cupping. And it's really helped me a lot. So big shout out to Impact Sports. They've been doing a great job. So that's just the power of, you know, getting a second opinion or, you know, if you see a PT or a doctor and they don't know what's going on, then you just try someone else, do a bit more research. So that's really important. So Dr. Josh, thanks a lot for the help there. It's really been helping a lot. You know, I've been doing these rehab exercises every single day and then had been seeing him for once a week for maybe like the past, you know, like 4 or 5 weeks. And it's really helped me a lot. So yeah, that's number five is if you have injuries, first of all, do not delay checking them out because it'll just make things worse. So I would advise you to find somebody to help you out with that really good PT. number six, the sixth principle is that strength is the most important of all the fitness aspects. It's the most critical in talking with, you know, Dr. Mark Kovacs and Dean and a lot of others, because, I mean, first of all, your power and your speed comes from your strength. So you'll find that, you know, these athletes, a lot of them go through either a strength building phase, and then they will turn that strength into power and speed through, you know, different, you know, types of exercises, or maybe they modify the exercises that they've been doing to have more of a, you know, be within that power or speed, like rep range, which is lower, things like that. And then, I mean, secondly, and maybe even more importantly, is that the strength, working on your strength keeps you from getting injured. So, you know, as we age, we lose muscle mass gradually. And so when you do strength and resistance exercises, then you're going to, you know, increase muscle mass or at least maintain it. And that also just makes you less susceptible to injuries. Of course, you do want to pay attention to your stretching and your mobility work, but strength is just so critical for us all. So if you, you know, are really devoid of time and you're wondering, oh, like, should I do resistance training? Should I do agility? Should I do, you know, other things? I would focus on your strength workouts and then also, of course, dynamic warm-ups and stretching. Number seven is you do want to keep these workout principles in mind. And I got these from Satoshi Ochi, who is the head strength and conditioning coach at USCA National Campus. And he gave me these three principles. He said, workout should be specific to tennis. So you want to think about mainly like the work to rest ratio when you're constructing your workouts. You know how, you know, we our points are just a few seconds and we rest for a few seconds, et cetera. So you don't want to keep that in mind when you're constructing your workouts. Number two is it should have overload. So you want to have overload stress so that the body adapts. So, you know, when possible, you want to increase or you want to overload the muscle by increasing, you know, the weights, for example, or other parameters. And then number three is progression. So it kind of feeds into the overload that I just went over where you want to increase the resistance the reps, the sets, or a number of sessions, you know, one or more of those. And then you also want to potentially decrease the rest time or the goal time, you know, if you're doing agility workouts or whatever, or speed, of course, you know, the less time, the better. And also, you know, decrease rest time will make things tougher. And you may have to decrease the weight as well if you do that. But these principles of tennis specificity for your workouts, your overload and progression are really key. You certainly don't want to be doing like workouts that are appropriate to a bodybuilder or something like that, you know, like super high reps or whatever, if that's not going to help your tennis in the long run.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.
And then number 8 is to eat healthy and sleep enough. That's super key, obviously. I mean, I found through using my Oura Ring, which I have on right here, I think you can see it, is that eating and drinking alcohol close to bed results in worse quality of sleep. And I see that through my Oura Ring data, you know, because my heart rate variability, HRV, the number, like it's less than half of my normal HRV numbers. My heart rate also, the average and the highest number is higher than when I have a normal night of restful sleep. And also my just sleep parameters, you know, I'll wake up at night or I won't have as much deep sleep as usual, things like that. So all those things happen if I don't eat healthy, or I eat close to bed, or I drink close to bed. And, you know, sometimes this is tough. It's like, it's hard to avoid. But you do have to keep that in mind too, for the next day. You know, hopefully if you do this, or you just kind of let loose or whatever, you know, just be aware that your next day's performance is not going to be that great for the vast majority of us, unless you're some sort of machine. And with the sleep, you know, sleep amount that you need varies for everybody. So just experiment with how much you need. And if you want to get a really good idea of what type of diet and nutrition you need, then I would highly suggest to check out episode 233 to learn how to structure your diet for optimal performance with Tara Collingwood. That was a good one. Now, as a bonus, I want to give you kind of a loose structure or a broad structure for potentially creating your workouts for 2023. And again, I got this from Satoshi Ochi from USTA Strength and Conditioning. And you do need to play around with this. So this first template, this weekly template, is if you have time each day. Okay. So minimum, you know, maybe 20 to 30 minutes would be probably enough. But I would suggest, based on my conversation with Satoshi and his presentation, that you include 2 days of strength training and or plyometrics, 2 days of footwork / tennis-specific endurance, and then 1 to 2 days of cross-training or regeneration. And then, yeah, that's what I would suggest. And then you can have it 1 to 2 days of rest. And then for a sample strength training workout that I've been doing lately, I can give you that as well. So what I like to do is I like to warm up with 3 to 5 exercises. You know, dynamic warm-ups are good. As I mentioned, you know, jumping jacks, walking lunges, leg swings, etc. And then what I do for my workout is a structure of a lower push, lower pull, upper push, two upper pull exercises, shoulders, hips, and core. So to give you an example, for the lower push, I do something like a goblet squat, and you can do different variations of the squat, of course. For the lower pull, I would do the one arm / leg RDL. And then for the, which RDL is Romanian deadlift, by the way. And then for my upper push exercise, I would do a dumbbell bench press. For the upper pull, I would do two exercises. And this is because We generally do have an imbalance of front to back, so our upper pull is weaker than our upper push. So I would do two exercises, and examples of these would be dumbbell pullover and a dumbbell bent over fly. And then for shoulders, you can do band pull aparts. For your hips, you can do three-way touches or hip thrusts. And then for your core, you can do something like a plank and hold for 60 seconds or however much you can do. I probably wouldn't go too long on that though. Like I probably over 2 minutes would be pushing it. Although you see like the Guinness Book of Worlds fella, I forget how he did it, like a day or something. It was crazy. But anyways, I know that you probably are wondering what some of these exercises are, and obviously you can Google them, but I do have another really great bonus that I think you'll enjoy, which is a fantastic resource called Dartfish. It's an exercise database, completely free. It has over 200 exercises, and just check the link in the show notes page to all you have to do is just go there and just click it. And again, it's a totally free database. All these exercises that I mentioned and, you know, 200 more-ish, you'll see videos of these. So I think it's fantastic, such a great resource, and big up to Dartfish for doing that. Some other notes are when you structure your workout, and I hope you're enjoying these bonuses past the number, you know, 8 tips, is if you have 4 or more days to work out, then you can structure your workouts according to different muscle groups, you know, like upper pull one day, upper push another day, or, you know, things like that, or, you know, upper pull and lower pull one day, and then lower push, upper push another day. However, generally speaking, and again, when talking with these top fitness experts, a full body workout is optimal. Think about it, you know, and when you play tennis, you're working your full body in the first place, but also for time constraints as well, because we realize that, you know, most of you probably want to play a few days a week, and then maybe you have like 2 to 3 days max to work out. So in that case, definitely do the full body workouts. And then also, one other thing that's helped me a lot is to use the right shoes. That's something that I, you know, if I've used shoes for too long, or if I use the wrong type of shoe, or like I was actually using these Nike GP Turbos, and they were really great, super cushiony, but they were just too narrow. And that was also hurting me. So I changed to Diodoro Blue Shield Torneos, and those are really fantastic. So really like that. Foot Dr. Zach, thanks for your reviews. That's partly how I decided to switch to the Torneos. So yeah, those are the 8 key fitness principles for a strong and healthy 2023, plus the weekly template and the strength training example workout. So, and then these other tips. I hope you enjoyed that. I'll just rip through the top 8 again, or the 8 keys. Consistency: evaluate your strengths and deficiencies. Every exercise should have a purpose. Dynamic warm-ups are key. Find a good PT for rehab. 6, strength is the most important of all the fitness aspects. 7 is the workout principles of specific to tennis, overload and progression. 8 is eat healthy and sleep enough. And then you can rewind if you want to see, you know, want to write down the weekly template that I gave for it to you and the strength training sample workout. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So I hope you enjoyed this one, and always enjoy bringing new content to you. And also got to give a shout out to my friend Peter Freeman, because we actually did like this mega coaching call, because I'll be participating in TennisCon Live end of March, early April in Tampa at the beautiful Innisbrook Resort. So I, you know, we did this call, and then Peter called on me to give some fitness advice. And then I thought, you know what? It's still January. People are really focused on fitness at this time. Let me just create a fitness episode talking about, you know, the biggest, most important fitness principles that I've learned. So I hope you enjoyed these. And yeah, thanks so much for listening. And I do want to bring up an inspirational quote, as I often do at the end of this show. And this one is by Mark Cain. And Mark said, "The first step towards success is taken when you refuse to be a captive of the environment in which you first find yourself." So definitely love that. I also include a link to TennisCon Live, and I'm making that note right now so that you can check that out. Full disclosure, I do get a commission if you join that, but I would love to see you there live. It would be so much fun. And I'll be doing lessons, presentations, and live demonstrations with Peter on dominating the midcourt and then destroying overheads, or however you want to. I forgot the exact title, but you know, making sure that you put away overheads with good technique and footwork and whatnot. So, and there'll be a lot of great presentations. You know, you've got Gigi Fernandez, got Ryan Reedy, Kevin Garlington, John Craig. Yeah, a lot of great coaches there. So, all righty then. Jorge Capistani, one of my favorites. So yeah, with that, thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate it. And I'll see you next time on the Tennis Files podcast. And if you can leave a review for the show, I would really appreciate that as well. You can do that at tennisfiles.com/Apple Podcasts, or use the your favorite podcast app that you use to listen to the show. And that's it for me. This is Mehrban Aranshad, your faithful host, signing out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Tennis Files podcast. For more tips to help you improve your tennis game, visit tennisfiles.com.